Okay. Okay, it's on. Okay, we are on Lamed and Beis. Excuse me, Chavtes and Beis. And we're not up to the Mishnah yet, but let's pick up from where we were discussing the Gemara. Let's start with Reish Kinishta. Let's go back a couple of lines. Reish Kinishta, about 12 lines up, third to last word on the line. Reish Kinishta. Again, just as background to these next couple of lines, we have to remember there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Davar She'enu Miskaven. Davar She'enu Miskaven means if I do act A, which might or might not cause act B, then, which is Usur, which is Usur Midaraisa on Shabbos, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says that that's Usur on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says, and that's what we pass, that it's Mutter on Shabbos. That's not, and if act A will vadai cause act B, that's called a psik reisha. So then that's chayiv midaraisa on Shabbos. Even though I don't have kavana for act B, if I do act A, which will vadai cause act B, tough luck, that's a chayiv daraisa. But if I do act A, which might or might not cause act B, so then that is a machlokas, and we paskin, it's mutter. Mutter, even though there's a chance that it might happen, it's still mutter because based on the principle of meleches machsheves. Fine, so let's say if I drag a bit, and I'll example given, we had it earlier in Masechah Shabbos, and it's going to be brought up here too. If I drag a bench on Shabbos, and it might or might not cause ridges, cause holes in my backyard, I'm going to drag a chaise across the backyard. So then, maybe it will, maybe it won't. So if it's a very heavy chair and a very soft dirt, then I know for sure it's going to cause ridges, which is the malacha of choresh plowing, then that's usur. But if it might or might not, so then it's mutter. That's Davar She'enu Miskaven. Is there a shear to the ridge? Kol shehu. Choresh is kol shehu. If it's vadai going to make a little hole, which is good enough to put a tiny seed in, you don't need too much in order to do to vadai blach of choresh. Okay, so then says the Gemara. Reish kinishra kinishta de batzra garas afsala le'elam Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah. The gabbai of the shul of batzra dragged the bench in front of Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah. Armalei, come on. Who are you going like, Reb Shimon? You're assuming like Reb Shimon, meaning you're dragging the bench because you all like Reb Shimon. Davar She'enu Miskaven Mutter. 1 second, says Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah. Emer to Amar Reb Shimon Bigdolim to Lo Efshar. Reb Shimon only said a shita by humongous, by huge chairs which you couldn't pick up. Bigtanimi Amar, but by a small kli, if you have a choice not to do the Davar She'enu Miskaven, Reb Shimon doesn't say it's mutter in that case. Reb Shimon only allows it where you don't have a choice. That's Reb Yirmiyah Barabbah Shita. Upliga to Ula, and he argues on Ula, to Amar Ula, because Ula says otherwise. Machlokes Bektanim. Ula says, no, the machlokes is when you have a choice. And that's where the Rabbi Yehuda says, Asar, Rabbi Shiva said, is Mutter. Ava Bigdolim Devir Kol Mutter. If you don't have a choice, then even Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Mutter. So those are two versions of the machlokas. Does Reb Shimon only say his opinion when you don't have a choice? Or does Reb Yehuda only say his opinion when you don't have a choice? So Masar Reb Yosef, we ask for the Mishnah in Beitza, because the Mishnah seems to tell us the machlokas is across the board, when you do have a choice or don't have a choice. That's going to be the kasha. Masar Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Omer Gerar, Adam, Mita, Kisi, Vesafsol, Bavashul, Iskam, Lassel, Skritz. Right, the Mishnah there says you're allowed to drag a bed. A bed is a big kli. Kisei is a small kli. And it says there's a machlokas there between Shimon and Yehuda. So if you see, it's by big and small kelim. So k'tari gedolav, k'tari tanim, kashu lo shravayu. Therefore, it's a kasha on both of them, because both of them say their shita across the board. So the Gemara answers, ula mataris l'taymei, Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah mataris l'taymei. Each of these opinions will explain the machlokas according to their own opinion. Ula mataris l'taymei, ula will explain it. Ula, who said that Rabbi Yehuda would agree in a case where you don't have a choice. That's what Ula said. Ula said that Rabbi Yehuda would agree. So mita dubita kisei. Ah, doesn't the Mishnah there say, talking about a big case and he still has machlokas? No, talking about a small bed. A mita that's like a chair. A small type of like chaise or couch or something that you'd be able to drag and you'd be able to even pick up. That's why there's a machlokas there, because you have a choice. But if you wouldn't have a choice, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's mutter. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbah b'taris l'taymei. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbah also will explain according to his opinion. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbah was the one who said that Rabbi Shimon only said his opinion in a case where you don't have a choice. That's where he says mutter. Kisei d'vi d'mita. That case is talking about a kisei, which is like a mita, where you don't have a choice. And that's why he says it's mutter. But otherwise he would say it's usur. Okay, so that's how each explained their opinion. But then we have another problem. Masav Rabba, Mochreksus, Mochrin Kedarkan, Ubilvajlis Kavan Bechama, Bnechama, Ubikshem, Bnechshamim. Oh, important Mishnah in Kilayim. The Mishnah says that the Mochreksus, let's say you have a traveling salesman who sells clothing, and when he travels from place to place, it's hard for him to carry everything like in a suitcase. So what does he do? He puts all the clothes on. He puts it on, and sometimes he models it for people. Sometimes he's just doing it to carry it. Either way, he's not putting on the clothing in order to benefit from the clothing. Says the Mishnah, let's say some of these clothing are shatnas. He's going to sell them to a guy. Right? Shatnas is not asur bahna, it's only asur belavisha. So he's going to walk with them, so he's going to allow to sell it, but is that kilayim? Is he allowed to do that? He's wearing shatnas. Says the Mishnah, it's mutter. It's not a problem, it's mutter in this case. Why? Because as long as you don't have kavana in the sun for protection for the sun, and in the rain for protection for the rain. V'hatsnuin, and those who are very sanua, pious, mafshilin b'bakal achareim, they throw it on a stick behind them, and they walk with it like on a stick, meaning they don't wear it on, the people who are very makbid. So he asks the Gemara, v'ha-hacha, d'efshel mevikitsnuin, d'chitanim dami. So obviously you see here, there's another choice. But you see, you can put it on the stick. That's a possibility. Yet Rib Shimon says it's mutter. Yet you see Rib Shimon says that, right, there's a shita out there that says it's still mutter, even though you wear it. Okay, there are those who are extra pious, but really you're allowed to wear it, and it's mutter. That must be shita's Rib Shimon. So you see Rib Shimon says his opinion, even if there's a choice, even if you don't have to do the machlokas. Tiyufta, Rav Yirmi Yerabba, tiyufta. So it's a kasha, Rav Yirmi Yerabba, and that's what we paskin. We paskin, the Rav Shimon says his opinion, and we paskin mutter, even if you have a choice. That's the halacha of the Rav Shimon is kavin mutter.
I do a question
on
Shura from a non-Shabbos case. Maybe only by Shabbos
he says. Oh, so Seth asks, one case is Kli, one case is Shabbos. But even though that's true, throughout Shas you find that there's a parallel machlokas. But it's basically, at least Rav Shimon, who says mutter in Kol HaTorah Kula and in Shabbos, says it across the board. There are Mishnayos in, there's a Gemara in Nazir that talks about whether a Nazir is allowed to comb his hair. So different shitas about a hard comb or a soft comb. A Nazir is not allowed to take out his hair. So the Gemara there says, no, according to Rav Shimon it's mutter, because you don't have kavana, and as long as it's not a very hard comb, and it might not take out hair, so it's going to be mutter. So you see the machlokas is outside of Hilcha Shabbos as well. There might be differences between the two contexts, but at least they're parallel to a certain extent. So that is the maskana. Oh, so asks Yoni the kasha of the Rishonim. The kasha of the Rishonim is, isn't this a psik resha? Well, we just said, chalik between Dover Shein and Miskavi, which is mutter, it might or might not happen, and wearing the clothes, as long as it's not a kavana. What do you mean? If I'm wearing a winter coat, even if I'm just wearing it to model it for somebody, that's a psik resha that I'm doing the malacha of that I'm wearing kilayim. That's not a Dover Shein and Miskavi, so why is that mutter? So, we'll mention a few opinions now, and then, Bezrim, next Tuesday night, with the last commercial, we'll talk about these in depth. Because it comes up in where we're up to also on Tuesday night. Tosfos here says, Ubilvad, it's some type of case where it's not a psikresha. Tosfos says, Uvachle is kaivachama, Ubiinu delavi psikresha. Kogoshi ulavish malbushim achirim lahagin alabibriachavabriacina. Let's say you have other clothes on which really protect you, and these are like extra fancy clothes. It's like a vest. Let's say you're wearing a vest on top of a shirt. A vest really protects you? On top of a shirt? Not really. If you have kavana that this should give you extra warmth, okay, maybe that's a psik resha. But really, if you don't have that kavana, so then it wouldn't be a problem. That's what the Tosfos here says. There's an yeah. So that's a good question. Why should protection be the issue? Maybe it should just be levisha or hala. That's something that we'll have to talk about. A second sheet though is based on a Ran in Chulin. The Ran in Chulin says that psik resha, the principle of psik resha, does not apply to isuri hana. It's a big chiddush. Other Rishonim, the Ran here gives a different answer, but that's the sheet of the Ran, that the whole principle of psik resha only applies by an isser malacha on Shabbos or an isser achila. But an isser hana, when there's an isser for me to get benefit from something, then it has to be, I have to have kavana for it. If I don't have kavana, it's just called a psik resha, so then it doesn't apply. And the Ran quotes from there, the Gemara is in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says, I'm allowed to walk down the street on Pesach, even though I know I'm going to go by a non-kosher bakery, and I know for sure that the smell is going to be wafting out of the bakery of the chametz, and I'm going to go, and it's going to smell. So says the Gemara, according to certain sheet, this is mutter. As long as you don't have kavanah to smell it. I wouldn't even have kavanah. I'm going to smell it anyway. I'm psik resha. So the Ran says, it doesn't apply to Isuri Hana. It doesn't apply to Isuri Hana. Isuri Achila it applies, but not to Isuri Hana. Again, that is a second approach. There is a third approach that maybe has to do with kilayim specifically. The kilayim might be different than other contexts, but that's, again, that's if you want to look in the Ran, later on in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, he quotes the Rashba, who gives a third approach that maybe Kelayim is different. Okay, let's continue. Mishnah. If somebody extinguishes a candle on Shabbos because he is scared of non-Jews, what's non-Jews? The Rashi here quotes that in the olden days, certain non-Jewish holidays had a law that you weren't allowed to light candles anywhere except for in their Beis Avodah Zarah, right? Just like we had by Hanukkah, the Gemara says, Mibnei Sakana, you used to light indoors. So to here, let's say you're putting it out because of that reason, or maybe they list it because of robbers. You don't want them to see you. Mibnei Ruach Ra, or because there's a type of Ruach Ra that is bad for the Chola. Look at Rashi, Mibnei Ruach Ra, a few lines from the bottom. Mibnei Ruach Ra, Haba'a Alav, Ukasheino Roe Noachlo. Not exactly sure what that means. Any suggestions, we'll take it. If you don't see, then the Ruach Ra doesn't affect you as much. Not exactly sure how to understand that Rashi. Okay. His mental anguish, right, I agree, but like Dafka Ruach Ra, right, he's happier when he's dark and alone. I don't know, but it's like sometimes you're driving and a bad smell comes into the car, you don't see anything and it still smells bad. So I don't exactly know, but if you don't see the source of it, I'm not sure. B'nei Ruach Ra, B'nei Chola Sheyishan, or because a Chola is trying to sleep, Putter, that is putter. Again, the Gemara is going to talk all about this, not today, but the Bezrem, the end of tomorrow's Gemara, we'll get back to this. This is the sugya of the Malacha She'ena Suicha Lagufa. We're going to talk a little bit about it at the beginning of the Gemara today, but not much. That's A. B, Kachasal Aner, Kachasal Hashem, and Kachasal Psila. But what if you're extinguishing the candle because Kachasal Haner, you want to save the candle. You're not doing it to prevent something. You're doing it to save the candle. You want to use the candle later. Or kachas al hashemen, or you want to save the oil. Or kachas al psilo, you want to save the wick. Ner, I'm sorry, ner before doesn't mean candle. Ner means the candle holder. In the Bizmana Gemara, the candle holder was called the ner. And the psilo is the wick inside. So if you do it to save, and it is chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, even though you're not doing it for the ultimate purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. We'll see why you're going to be chayiv here. Rabbi Yossi, poter, mechulan, Rabbi Yossi, no, Rabbi Yossi says by all of them, you're poter, even by these last cases, chutz min hapsila, except for the case where you are saving doing it to save the wick, v'pneishu hu ose pecham, because you are making coals. Or the Gemara is going to say, it's like you're making coals. The last case is going to be a case called Malacha Hatzricha Lagufa, a case where you are doing it for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. That is how Tosfos interprets the definition of Malacha Hatzricha Lagufa later on in Masechta Shabbos. So that, according to everybody, is going to be Chayiv. Because why they extinguish in the Mishkan, they did it to create coals in order to give warmth, in order to give heat. So too, when you are saving your wick in order to light later, that's a Malacha Hatzricha Lagufa. Okay, but Bez Hashem, we'll get back to that. The issue in the Mishnah, we're going to get back to Bez Hashem tomorrow. Today, though, we have a blot of Agarata, which we'll get to in about a minute when we get out to the two dots. So, Midatani, Seifa Chayiv, says the Gemara, for the fact that it says Chayiv in the Seifa, which is really the middle line of the Mishnah, Shema Mina Rabbi Hudahi. So that's Mashmah Rabbi Huda, because those are cases of Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. Again, this is a major sugya in Masechta Shabbos, but just for now, let's translate it as Tosfos does. Malacha Tzricha Lagufa means if you do a Malacha, and it's for the same purpose that it was done for in the Mishkan, which means the Mishnah says later on, I carry a dead body out of a house. Do I want the dead body out, or do I just not want it in my house? Let's say the Cohens are coming over for lunch, and I can't have this dead body in my house. Right, they can't come, so I'm going to take it out of my house. Not because I want it out there, but because I just don't want it in my house. That's what's called an example of a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. You're not doing it for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. And what's the halacha? That's a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Just like we just had a machlokes about Davshin and Miskavin, this is another machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, patur. Here it's not mutter. Davshin and Miskavin is mutter. Reb Malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa we hold is an isser drabanan. Reb Yehuda says malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa is chay. So all these are cases, says the Gemara, where you're trying to save the candle or the oil or the wick, all those are cases of Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, because you're not doing it to create coals, to create something. You're doing it because you care about the oil. So that's different. That's why and the Mishnah says Chayiv. So Gemara says, it sounds like Shema Mina Rabbi Yehuda. So doesn't it sound like Rabbi Yehuda? And I saw the Magen Mishnah quotes, because of this Gemara, that's why the Rambam, against other Rishonim, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam holds Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa is Chayiv. Against other Rishonim. That's why we are very machmir. This is a, we paskin pater, but we paskin it's a chamor iser drabanan. that other Yisurei Derabanan, you know, will be more makel by a chum. This is a chumer Yisurei Derabanan because of the sheet of the Rambam. So says the Gemara. So from that line of the Gemara, it sounds Mishnah. We sound like it's chayiv. So Reisha v'maya sikna. So, but Reisha, what's the case of the Reisha? It says you when you put out a candle because of a chole that's sick, you're putter. Putter, as we said, always means aser midrabanan. So, this is Gemara, what are we talking about? If we're talking about a chole that's deathly ill, mutter mi boile. A chole sheish bo sakana, you could put out your. It's a mitzvah to put out a candle for him, right? If he needs it, right? We paskin that a chole sheish bo sakana is allowed to do things, even things that are not specifically related to his getting to his saving his life. Let's say there's somebody in the hospital. So many poskim, I think that Abraham quotes many poskim that he's allowed to move the hospital bed if there's no nurse there that could do it on Shabbos. He's violating a malacha. Answer is, if you're in a hospital, you have the status, according to many poskim, of a chola sheyesh bo sakana. If you're in a hospital, you can move if he doesn't move the hospital bed, he's going to die. No, he's not going to die. But the halacha is, once you're a chola sheyesh bo sakana, then there's flexibility in what you're allowed to do. Even something that's not directly going to save your life, but it's just going to make your situation better. So then there is flexibility. You got to know. You can't like go out. Okay, can you go rent me a movie? I mean, that's you can't even think that are not mutter when you're not sick. Also, you know, it might. But either way, you have to, there's a limit, but there is flexibility. So says the Gemara, if it's by a chola that's deathly ill, it should say mutter, not pater. And if it's category 2, a chola she'ein bo sakana, remember we spoke about four types of cholim. Chola she'ein bo sakana, chola she'ein bo sakana, chola b'miksas, and mechush ba'alma. And each of these four categories has a different halacha on Shabbos. So by chol she'ein basakana chayev chatas miboylei. We should say you're chayev chatas because if you remember chol she'ish basakana, a Jew could do of daraisa. Chol she'ein basakana, whatever is in that category, right? We said no to lemishkav. If you have the flu, you can't get out of bed. And that category, a goy is allowed to do a daraisa. A Jew is allowed to do a darabanan. But a Jew can, you mean you're taking medicine for that by chol she'ein basakana. But here we're talking about a Jew lighting extinguishing a flame. And according to Yehuda, there's a malacha daraisa. Right, it's malachas yisuch lagufa. So the Gemara should say chayiv. It's not pater, it's chayiv. So the Gemara says, the ola b'chola sheish bo sakana. Really, we're talking about a chola that is deathly ill. Ubedinu delisni mutter, and it should say mutter. The idea by the misti seifa chayiv tananami resha pater. But just to be parallel, because the other line of the seifa is going to say chayiv. So here it says pater, but really it means mutter. We have a statement from Raboshia in Ebraisa that says Pater, and there's no other line that says Chayiv, which would make it have to be parallel. So there it says Pater. So my answer is no. Hahi, b'chol she'ein bo sakana b'Rabbi Shimon. No, that Raboshia is going according to a different opinion. That's going according to Rabbi Shimon. Right, Rabbi Shimon holds b'chol she'ein bo sakana is Pater, and that's a case where you shouldn't have done it. So that's why it is says the word Pater. But in the case where it's a chol she'ein bo sakana, obviously, it is mutter. Okay, so now we all deserve it. We've had 29 blad of Masechah Shabbos of meat. So now we got 2 blad of Agarata. Okay, here we go. Sha'ol she'ela zu le'ela m'Rabbi Tamchem d'min noy. So the question was asked in front of Rabbi Tamchem d'min noy. Mahu l'chabos botzina denura mikami be'isha b'shabsa. So the question was a halachic question, but the answer is an agadic answer. The question was asked in front of him, are you allowed to put out a candle in front of a sick person on Shabbos? That's why this is here. That was the question. Are you allowed to put out a candle? And Rashi explains here that this answer is going to be a 50-line agadata, and then he's going to answer the question. And Rashi explains that sometimes when people ask questions and they are not so learned, so sometimes you got to make it interesting. You got to give it a geschmack. You got to make it the sheer delicious. Even if you're gonna give him the answer, you can't just say mutter usser. You got to give him a high, nice, long story and make it sound interesting. So that's why this amora is about to answer with a nice, long story. There is, I saw interesting. There's a Mishnah Lamelach. The Mishnah Lamelach, besides his commentary in the Rambam, has a sefer called Prushes Drachim. There's about 20 drushes. So in there, he quotes a Ralbag on Sefer Shmuel. And the Ralbag asks, in the context of the Navi there, he says, why this whole discussion about turning out the fire, extinguishing the fire, here he asks that, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. Why don't you just take the candle out of the room, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan and a Muksa? Don't we try to violate less Isurim? You have a choice of doing the D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, why don't you just do the D'Rabbanan? So why don't you just take it out of the room? So says the Ralbag, that's quoted, the Ralbag says that no, because, and it's very difficult to know exactly what he means, because the what's causing the problem to the chola is the light. So you could directly get rid of the light. That's the only heter. But if you could do something which is kind of indirect, the fact that it's here, isn't moving it, isn't directly going to the source of the problem. It's very difficult to know exactly what he means, and therefore you don't move it. The only heter you have is to put it out, even though it's a daraisa. Unclear exactly what he means. But that is a big sugi here, because if you look at the Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam here, and other Rishonim, they say, Beferish, they don't even ask the question, they say, you're allowed to put it out, because after all, the Cholen needs it out right now, and there's no way to move it and do this fulfill the same purpose. So again, that's their assumption, and the Mishnah Melech also argues on Erelbag. But it's an interesting discussion here, but now, Lamaisa, the other Rishonim say that if a Cholen needs the light out right now, if it's going to take a few minutes to do the Hatzalah, so then you do it right now, you do the Malacha right now, you don't wait. Even if it's going to take a few minutes, you don't wait. But that Ralbag is a Chiddush. Okay, and that's what the Rambam says, I just mentioned in the Pirush Mishnayos here. Anyway, getting back to this. So the Gemara asks, it was asked in front of Rabbi Tanchum, so are you allowed to put out a fire? So Pasach V'yamar, so he started giving a whole drasha. Ant Shlomo, you are Shlomo, he's talking to Shlomo HaMelech. An chach masach, an soch lusunusach. Where is your wisdom? Lo dayachash adverecha sosrin divrei David avicha. Not only do your words contradict your father David's words, elosh adverecha sosrin zezeb, but your words are inner contradictory. David avicha amar, your father said, lo hameisim yahaleluka. Your father says that the dead cannot praise you, meaning the dead aren't so great. The Adamit, and you, Shlomo, in Koheles, says, v'shibeach anias hameisim shekvar meisu. I praise the dead that already died. They're great. So the dead can't do anything, or the dead are great. V'chazar to v'yamarta, and you yourself even said, more and further in Koheles, ki lekelev chai hu tov min ha'aryeh hameis. A live dog is better than a dead lion. So you see that the dead are not, it's not so chashuv. So what are you, you're contradicting your father, and you contradict yourself. So he's Lokasha, so he answers his own question, right? He's giving a drasha now. He says, what's the answer? Hada Amar David lo amesim yahaleluka. That which David said that the dead won't praise you, hachi ka'amar. Lo olam yasok adam b'torah b'mitzvahs kodam sheyamus. He's saying a person should be osik a Torah mitzvahs before he dies. Shekivit shemes batam in a Torah mitzvahs. Because once he dies, he can't learn anymore and he can't do any mitzvahs. Ve'in la hakadosh baruch hu shevach bo. And Hashem is not happy about this. Hashem loves it when we learn Torah and we do mitzvahs. So that's the pshat of David HaMelech's line. Lo hameisim yahaleluka, because a meis again can't do mitzvahs anymore. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That's what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Kivat shemeis adam nafsha chafshi min haTorah min haMitzvos. Once a person dies, then he's free from Torah and Mitzvos. That's what the pshat of what David HaMelech said. So if you look in the this Gemara is quoted in Ksubis Daf Kuv Gimel. So there Rebbe says to his Talmidim, light a candle for me every Shabbos and set my table after I die. That's what Rebbe says to his Talmidim, and the Gemara says, actually not the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. Rav Gilyon Ashas there, Rav Gibe Eger quotes the Sefer Chasidim, who quotes Rebbe, who says, on Shabbos, even after he died, he used to come back, and he used to say, Lovesh b'Shabbos, U'potar as-arabim b'kiddush hayom, v'lo kishar meisim sheim chafshim mi-mitzvahs, ki tzadikim chayim u'potarim b'kiddush. He used to come back to life and be mostly everybody in kiddush. Okay, that was Rebbe. It didn't happen to David HaMelech, but that was Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Anyway, so the pshat of the Gemara of that pasuk by David HaMelech, Lo Amesim Yehaleluka, is that the dead can't praise you, right? The chavshi for mitzvos. I become a Shlomo, v'shemeyach ani esamesim shekvar meisu. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean by saying, I praise the dead that have already died? Three pshatim. What does that mean? Number one, Shech Shechad Yisrael b'midbar, but Moshe b'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, when the Jews sinned in the midbar, Moshe stands up, v'amar, kamatil s'dachnunim l'fanav alonen, Moshe Rabbeinu davened so much, and he wasn't answered. Ukesha Amar, finally, when he said, Zechor la'avar, after the Egel, Ukesha Amar, when he said, Zechor la'avarim li'sach li'shal avadecha, when he says, remember the Avos, miyanene, he was immediately answered. V'lo yafa amar Shlomo, that's the pshat, this is what Shlomo says, v'shameyach ni'es ha'mesim shekfar mesu, in other words, Zechus Avos. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to. Oh, that the dead are great. The Schus Avos. Or, Dover Acher, Minago Shalolam, Sar Basav Adam. Usually, when a prince, a human prince, goes to Gzera, Safik Bakaim Osa, Safik Ein Bakaim Osa, if a prince makes a law, Safik, what he's Bakaim it, it's going to be Mekuyim or not, whether they're going to follow his opinion. V'yimtim Zen Lomer, Bakaim Osa, Bakayiv Bakaim Osa, Bemosa Ein Bakaim Osa. And even if they're going to listen to his law, only during his lifetime, they're going to listen to his law. But after he dies, forget it. V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu here is contrasted to a sar basar vadam. Interesting. What was Moshe? He wasn't a basar vadam. He's contrasted to a sar. Usually you have the contrast to Melech Malchei Hamalchim. But here you have the contrast from a basar vadam to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was somewhat special. V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu gozer kamek zirs v'tikah kamek takanos. And Moshe Rabbeinu made decrees and takanos. V'kayomos hein la'olam lo'olam me'olam ha'olamim. And they go forever. Right, and v'lo yafa amar Shlomo. So didn't Shlomo say beautifully? V'shibeach ani esameisim b'chulu? That's second shot. First it was referring to the Avos. Second shot is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting, it says Moshe Rabbeinu made gzeros and takanos. Rashi here does not quote any gzeros. He just quotes takanos, just like the one in Megillah where Moshe Rabbeinu said, you should be show of a doresh, the yantif on every yantif, the last daf in Megillah. So one question is, why does Rashi pick that one takana out of all the takanas of Moshe Rabbeinu? That's a question. I don't have an answer. Second question, the Marshal leaves a Betzorach Ian. When did Moshe Rabbeinu make a Gzeira? He doesn't know of any. The Maritz Chayis quotes another Gemara that said he lists off some Gzeiras that Moshe Rabbeinu made. But either way, Rashi doesn't bring any examples of a Gzeira. Unusual. And he brings one example of a Takana. So I don't exactly know why he brings that example, but I'm not sure. Dover Acher, second wide line, third pshat of what does Shlomo Melech mean by the dead? He praises the already past. Dover Acher b'shebeach ani v'chulu kid Rav Yehuda Marav. Dover Rav Yehuda Marav, my dechsev ase imi os l'tova. Right, Dover Melech says, make for me a sign for the good. V'yiru sonai v'yevoshu. Right, and the ones who hate me will see and they will be embarrassed. Amar David l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. David says to Hashem, Rebonis shel olam, macholi al oso avon. Please forgive me for the ma'aseh with Batsheva. Okay, forgiven. Give me an oath. Give me a sign that everybody knows that you have forgiven me. I'm not going to let people know in your life, but in your son Shlomo's life, then they're going to know. Why? What happened? When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kadashim. The gates closed, and the gates did not let him in. And Rashi here quotes, the sha'arim of the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's Rashi emphasizing? Maybe the Kodesh HaKadoshim didn't have gates. They had a curtain, right? And there was the parochas. I'm not exactly sure which gates we're talking about. In the first base of Mikdash, there was the Amatraxon. It was the very tall, right, the very tall wall. And second base of Megiddo was much taller. That's why they had to have a curtain. They couldn't have such a high wall. So I don't know exactly what the gates were talking about here. Rashi emphasizes. The Gemara already said, when he wants to put the Aron to the Kodesh Kodashim, the gates are not letting him in. Rashi emphasizes the Sharm of the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, somewhat unclear. Shlomo says 24 davenings. Below Ne'ene. And he was not answered. Pasach v'yomer. So Shlomo Melech says, please, Su'u Sharm HaSheichem, gates, lift up your heads. Let the Melech HaKavod come in, says Shlomo to the gates. So the gates get a little upset. They start jumping on Shlomo. Oh, the Melech HaKavod. Yeah, that's it. What an unav. Right? Let the Melech HaKavod in. So Amru, me who's the Melech HaKavod? The gates say, who are you referring to? Yourself? So Amru L'chas V'shalom. Shlomo Melech says, no, Hashem is the Gibor. Hashem, the Aron Kodesh wants to come in. So Chazav Yamar says again, Sushar Mashiachim Usu Beschayim of Melech HaKavod, Miyuz of Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzvokos of Melech HaKavod, Tzal of Alonene, and the gates still don't want to let in the Aron HaKodesh. Kivan Sha'amar, Hashem Elokim Al Teshe Penem Shichecha, Zachar L'chaste David Avdecha, once he says, let him in for David HaMelech's sake, my father's sake, Miyan Nehne. So finally, the gates opened up and let him in. Even though, interesting, David did not build the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo, with his sweat, and his so many years he built the Beis HaMikdash, but only b'schus David HaMelech, who bought the land for the Beis HaMikdash, only b'schus David did the gates open up. All the enemies of David HaMelech were embarrassed, and everybody knew, the nation and all Yisrael knew, that Hashem forgave David. And now finally, this is number three. So therefore, didn't Shlomo say beautifully, the ones who passed on are beautiful, they have the schus. So there was Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech. Those were the three pshatim of the pasuk. V'hainu dechsiv, this is also what's referred to in Malachim. When Shlomo HaMelech made the Chanukah for the Beis HaMikdash, On the eighth day, the Am sent to bless the king. Vayochul aleim smeichim v'tovei lev, and they went home happy and good-hearted. Al kol hatov asher asa Hashem lo David avdo u'Yisrael amo. For all the good that Hashem did to David, who had died much earlier, David, his servant, and Yisrael amo, to Yisrael's nation. So we're going to darshan every phrase of this pasuk. They went to their house. They found their wives were batara. It's amazing. What, everybody had gone to the mikvah? They were all batara? So the Gemara says. That's the doctrine of the Gemara. Smeichim, they were happy. Because they were nana from the zivashchina in the base of Mikdash. V'tovei lev, they had good-hearted. They all had male children, which is, I guess, what they wanted. What's that referring to? And all the good that Hashem did to David. Right, that's why it's brought here, because the good that he did to David, that he forgave him. And to Yisrael, that they were mochel the avon, the sin of Yom Kippur. How do you know that from the pasuk? Because if you do the math, they quote in Tanakh, it's Beferish in Tanakh, that Chanukah's HaMizbeach took place at the beginning of Tishrei for 2 weeks, 2 weeks straight. They didn't fast on Yom Kippur. They ate on Yom Kippur that year. Because it was part of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. So because they had to eat on Yom Kippur, Rashi here quotes a little bit, that's how they knew that they had a kapara for the Maisa HaEgel. The Ka'amar Shlomo, fine, so that's all the first part, the first pasuk of Shlomo. When Shlomo Malach says that the Niftarim are great. But remember, the original question was that Shlomo Melech contradicts himself. Inner contradiction. So what about the other pasuk where he says, the Tukamer Shlomo Kilokalav Chai Hutomin Ari Ameis, where a live dog is better than a dead lion. So therefore you see the live is better than dead. So how can you just say that the Niftarim are better? It's called Rav Yehuda Marav. So that's like Rav Yehuda Marav. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav Ma'adav Ziv. Hodi'eni Hashem Kitzi. David Melech asks Hashem, let me know my end. Umidas yamai maihi. Let me know how long I'm going to live, David HaMelech asks. Eda mechadel ani. Tell me when I'm going to stop. So David HaMelech basically wants to know how long does he have. Amar David Levnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbanu Shalom, hodi'eni Hashem kitzi. So let me know my case. Let me know, this first phrase is, let me know what's going to happen in the future. Amar lo gzeirihi milafanai she'imo di'en kitzi shalom basav adam. I can't tell you what's going to happen in your life. I'm sorry. At least tell me how long I'm going to live. No, sorry, I can't even tell you that. So at least tell me what day of the week I'm going to die, says David HaMelech. You die on Shabbos, says Hashem. Come on. How about Sunday? How about Echad B'Shabbos? Rashi here explains, fourth to last line, sheyuchlu lehisasik bi ubehespedi. Sunday, so that I could have they could be a more proper hesped. What does that mean? L'chore, it means that David HaMelech was a melech. He wanted to covet malchus. He wanted Klal Yisrael to the first king, Tzad Shaul, first king of malchus v'zavet, to have a nice hesped. So how about Sunday? So Amar Lo, no, sorry. Kfar higia malchus Shlomo bincha ve'id malchus nogas bechaverta afilu kamali nima. No. Because Shabbos is already the day that Shlomo HaMelech is supposed to take over, and there's an exact, every second is accounted for, and your malchus dies, stops on Shabbos, period. Amos, name Amos be'erev Shabbos. What about Friday? What about Friday? So Amalo, no, ki tov yom b'chaytzei recha me'elef. The pasuk says, it can't be Friday the day before, because Hashem says, better to me is one day in your chatzer than 1,000. What does that mean? Look what Hashem says. Tov li yom echad sha'ata yoshev va'osek batorah, may elef olos she'asid Shlomo bincha lahakriv lefanei al gabei hamizbeach. Hashem says, better is one day of learning Torah by a Jew than 1,000 karbanos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Just the godless of Talmud Torah, where we think that our learning is, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves our learning. This is how we connect to Him. Better is one day of learning than 1,000 karbanos. So Hashem says, I can't take you away a day earlier. It's got to be Shabbos. Maybe he'll give Shlomo. Maybe he's being mochel. He's being mochel on that day. So Malchus can be nogea. Earlier, not later. So Gemara says, "Kol yoma de Shabbos avi yasa begaris kula yoma." So every Shabbos, David HaMelech did not stop learning. At all straight, 25 hours straight, he didn't stop. And just as a ha'ara, the Tosfos in Chagiga says, quoting Yerushalmi, which some of you might be familiar with, that says that David HaMelech died on Shavuos. So he died on Shabbos. That's why one of the reasons we read Rus, because of David HaMelech's yard site. So did he die on Shavuos or Shabbos? So the Chassam Sofer here says doesn't quote the Rambam, but I'm adding that into his pshat. The Rambam says that all Shabbos and Yontif are Shabsos Hashem. Chalav Sofer says Shabbos also refers to Yontif. So Shabbos and Yontif, so Shavuos, you're right, but Shavuos and Yontif. So he learned all day on every Yontif and every Shabbos. But either way, so why couldn't it be Shabbos? They prove why couldn't it be Shabbos Shavuos. They talk about it, right? That's a simple answer, but it's they couldn't be. So all Shabbos, you always used to learn, which is mashma, that the Malach HaMavis can't get you when you're learning. That's what it sounds mashma from this Gemara. So one fine morning when it was time, so come Malach HaMavis, the Malach HaMavis came, and he couldn't do it. He didn't stop learning. So Amar, my Evelay, what am I going to do? It's my job. Right, I have to get David HaMelech. So Havili Bustina Chori Beis. So there was an orchard. There was a bunch of trees in the back of the house. Asa Melech Hamavis. So he went and shook some trees in the shook some branches in the tree. Nafig Lamechse. So David HaMelech went to see what was going on. Havas Salik Bedarga. He went on the step. If Chizdarga Mitute, the step fell through under him. Ishtik. He stopped learning for a second because he had fallen down. Venoach Nafshe, and he died. So it's interesting, the Gemara says Ishtik is only after he fell off the step. When he left the room to go see what was going on, it doesn't say he was Ishtik yet. The Malach HaMavis didn't kill him the second he got up. Mashma that he was still learning as he was going to the window. Only after when he fell down. So that's when he stopped learning, and then the Malach HaMavis was able to get to him. So David HaMelech dies on Shabbos, or on Shavuos. Shalach Shlomo Lebe Medrusha. Abba Meis Vumuta Bakama. My father is lying here, sitting in the sun. The Klavim Shobeis Ava Re'evim. And the dogs of my father are hungry. Maya, so what am I going to do? In other words, you know, I got to do something about this nifter, about this mace. So what's the suffix? The achronim talk more exactly. What was Shlomo Melech's question here? But, you know, we're going to see that the question was about moving his father's body, because it's muksa. So there was muksa. The Gemara later on in Kalakalim talks about when did muksa start. Different levels of muksa. Some were by Nechemia, some were later. But here you already see Bizman Shlomo HaMelech. There was muksa machmas gufo. Right, because so there was a dead body here, so it's muksa. So you can't move. He says, what do I do? So he sends to the Beis Medrash. So Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, sends a question to the Beis Medrash. Interesting. Right, he has another answer. He's the Chacham Mikol Adam. So, what? Maybe he wasn't quite yet. Okay. Or either he was he still believed in the halachic process. Wasn't going to come up to the question himself. So Sholchulei, they sent to him, Chatoch Nevela V'Hanach Nevela Klavim, cut up Nevela and feed it to the dogs. That showed that Nevela is on Muxis for food. But Avicha Hanachalav Kikar Otinok Vitiltalo. And your father put a chala, put a baby on top of him, and therefore you're allowed to move him with Sarech the baby. This is called the Heter of Kikar Otinok. That if you have a Dvar Muksa and you put a non Muksa item on top of it, you can move the Dvar Muksa. This is the opposite of Busis. Busis is the principle where you have a Dvar Muksa, and that is being supported by something that's not muksa. Let's say the tray that your candles are on. So the tray is a busis l'davar ha'asis. That's muksa, period. This is the opposite. This is the bottom part is muksa, and you're putting something on top. The post can point out that this heter is only by a mace. You don't know this heter by any type of muksa. Hey, I want to move this muksa thing, so I'm going to put a challah on top of it, and I'm going to move it. The post can be shown to me already point out that this is the Ram Nisan Gon on the bottom of the page here says that this heter is only l'mace bilvad. Right? But it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The heter of Kikar Otinok, that you put it on, and therefore they moved him. So then, v'lo yafar meshlomo, and that's the pshat of Shlomo HaMelech, ki lekelav chai utov min ari ames. A live dog is better than ari ames, because you see, the live dog in this story, they're getting nevela. You're allowed to cut up nevela directly and throw it to them. That's not muksa. But the ari ames, David HaMelech, you can't move him directly. You got to put a Kikar Otinok on top. That's the pshat of that pasuk in Shlomo HaMelech. Sorry? Okay, so they become Tame. Okay, so you're allowed to be Tame something. They weren't Kahanim, right? They were from Shevet Yehuda.
Why
did
they
so
worry about the dogs?
They had to worry about the dogs. They didn't want the dogs to eat David HaMelech.
Same, but if they have money to take them out already, somehow they just take them out.
Okay, but you got to keep the dogs calm as you take them out. So it says, so anyway, so this was the whole introduction to the answer. He was asked the question, remember the answer way back when? Am I allowed to put out a fire for a chola? So he says, this is my drasha. And now he says, in your sheila, the sheila kaza meichon. Oh, by the way, I forgot you asked a question. So let me give you the answer to the question. Ner kruya ner V'nishmaso shel adam kriya ner. A fire is called a fire, and the nesham of a person is called a fire. Mutav techab neiru shel basav adam neiru shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better for the candle of a person to be put out to save the ner of Hashem, which is everybody's neshama, which means it's mutter to put out the candle. The Maariz Chayis talks about a little bit why this if this drasha connects to the question at all. That is a candle. But anyway, that's the story of David HaMelech and Shlomo and the story of his death. Amr Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishpeh Derath. Big Shukahom Lura Sefer Kohelas Mishpeh Derath Sos Mishpeh. Chazal wanted to close up and put Sefer Kohelas into Sheamus. Right, we had the discussion earlier on Daf Yud Gimel about Yechezkel. But different Svarim and Tanakh had questions about them before they were canonized. So the Chachamim wanted to close up Sefer Kohelas because it had inner contradictions. Why didn't they? Because it starts and ends with beautiful Divrei Torah. And therefore, it must be that the inner contradictions can be explained, which the Gemara is going to explain. It says at the beginning, what good is the toil that a person does under the sun? We darshan that tachas here doesn't mean really under, it just means after. If somebody is toils in something that was created after the sun, that's toil somewhat for naught. But kodem Hashemesh yeshlo. But somebody toils on something that was created before the sun was created, that's great. And that's what Rashi explains here, that the Torah was created before the world. It's talk about Raisa Bar Alma, the Zohar says. So the Torah was created before the world. So it's a reference in this pasuk that you have to toil in Torah. Sof Divrei Torah. How does the end off with Divrei Torah in Kohelas? Dechsev, it says at the end, Sof Davar Kol Nishma, Esalakim Yareves Misvasav Shemar, Ki Zekal HaAdam. Right, Yira Shemayim. My Ki Zekal HaAdam. What is Zekal HaAdam? So Gemara we had already in Brachas. Amar Abalazar, Kol Olam Kula Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. Zekal HaAdam, Zeh, the whole world is created for the Yari Shemayim. Rav Abba Bar Kana Amar Shakul Zeh Keneged Olam Kolam Kulo. This Yerei Shemayim is equal, is balanced to the whole world. Shimon Ben Azay Omer, Rav Shimon Ben Zoma Omer, Lo Nivra Kolam Kulo Elo Letzavas Lazeh. The whole world was created to be partners and companions with this Yerei Shemayim. In other words, that the whole world, the purpose of the world is to serve the Yerei Shemayim who serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's how we save Koheles at the beginning of the end of Divrei Torah. So what are the inner contradictions that were potentially problematic which we solved? Ksiv tov ka'as mischok. Anger is better than levity. V'ksiv l'schok amarti muhulal. And another passage that says schok is praiseworthy. One pasuk says simcha is great. Another pasuk says simcha is terrible. So how do you answer these stiras? Lo kasha. The first stira is not a problem. Tov kas mischok. What does that mean? Anger is better than schok, than laughter. Tov kasha. Better is the anger that Hashem gets angry at the tzaddikim in Olam Hazeh to punish them for any of their avarice in Olam Hazeh. Better than the laughter, than the good time that Hashem gives the Rishayim in Olam Hazeh. Because he's right, he wants to give them all their schar in Olam Hazeh. And the opposite pasuk is the opposite. Right, the good schok is the schok that he gives the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. So that answers the first stira. Shibachti anias simcha. What about simcha? Simcha is great. Simcha is terrible. Simcha shel mitzvah. Obviously, simcha of a mitzvah is great. But simcha maza oses zu simcha she'ena shel mitzvah. Simcha, which is bad, that's simcha she'ena shel mitzvah. L'amedcha, to teach me she'en shechina shorah lo mitoch atzvus lo mitoch atzlus lo mitoch sokol mitoch kalas rosh. You can't get the shechina if he is sad or lazy or has too much levity or kalas rosh. V'lo mitoch sicha. V'lo mitoch dvarim betelim, ela mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. The only time you could get the Shechina is mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Well, we have examples of this in Tanakh, right? Yaakov Avinu. The Shechina didn't talk to him the whole time when Yosef was not there. Because it was atzvos. There was no simcha. The Shechina can't be shorah unless somebody is bad. A lot of the Bali Musar talk about that. That sadness is the guise of the Yetzirah sometimes. Because like you can't function properly when you're sad and you're upset about something. You can't learn properly. You can't talk to your wife properly. You can't function properly. And sometimes when we're upset, we like want to be more upset. And we want to wallow in our sadness. It's the Yetzirah. We have to try to get out of it. Life is too short to be sad. To be sad in terms of like depressed and getting upset and frustrated. To try to have bitach and be besimcha. It's hard. It's an avoda. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. It's an avoda. It's not easy. Sometimes we wake up, we don't want to be. We're not happy. It says ivdu es Hashem besimcha. It's an avoda. But that's what the Bali Musar say. That's what we got to do it. We got to work on it. between Sicha and Dvarim Batalim. Maybe Dvarim Batalim is just what you're involved in, not just the talk that you're involved in. Shne'emar, this is Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Vata Kechuli, it says by Elisha, Kechuli Minagain, Bahaya Kenagain, Minagain, Vati Alav Yad Hashem. When you play for me the instruments, then that'll make me in a good mood, and then I'll be able to have Ruach HaKodesh then. Amar Rav Yehuda, V'chein L'Dvar Halacha. Rav Yehuda says, not only for Shechina do you need do you have to be besimcha, but even to give a shiur. Even to give a shiur, you got to be happy at the beginning. You got to put everybody in a good mood at the beginning. Amar Rav, V'chein L'Chalom Tov. Also, if you want to have good dreams, don't be in a bad mood before you go to sleep. Right? You have to, it says on all the little handbooks that people have in there. How they always say, never go to sleep with dishes in the sink, never go to sleep with dishes in the sink, never do this, never do that, never go to sleep without making up. Right? Never go to sleep without waking up, you know, and go to sleep with a fight. You never do that. Right? V'chalom tov, if you want to have good dreams, be happy before you go to sleep. Eini, is this really true that you're always supposed to be happy? V'amr of Gidl Marav, kol tamar chacham, shioshil v'nei rabo, v'insif sosav notos martich v'ena. Any tamar chacham that's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and his lips aren't dripping with bitterness, meaning he's not scared of his Rebbe, he's going to burn. Shneamar sif sosav shoshanim notos mar over. So we darshan from that pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Al tikri mar over, ela mar over. It's not mar, which is some type of a herb, but it's mar, darshan, bitterness. Al tikri shoshanim, ela sheshonim. Him. Not Shoshanim, roses, but Sheshonim that learn, which is a reference that a Talmud Chacham has to be scared of his Rebbe. So Lokasha, answer to the Seer, Habarabah, HaBatalmud. You're right. The Rebbe has to be happy. The Talmudim have to be scared. They got to be scared of the Rebbe. Vibayisema, HaVaHaVaRabah. Or we're both talking about the Rebbe. Oh, Velokasha, HaMakami Deliftach HaLobasa DePasach. At the beginning of the Shir, you want to schmooze it up a little bit. You want to get everybody into a good mood. So that's where you make a joke a little bit. You have to get everybody into a good mood. Once the Shir starts, then it's serious business. Then it's solid. Kihad the Rabbah, Mikami the Pasach Lurabana, just like Rabbah, whenever he started the Shir, Amr Milsa the Bidichusa, he always made a joke at the beginning of the Shir, Vubadchi Rabbana, and the Rabbana laughed. Well, so, after that, was out of the way, Yasub Beimso Pasach Vashmai. So then they got into the mood, and that was it, and then he had the Shir. So that's why you're always supposed to start off with something light in order to get the Talmidim into the mood. That's all about Sefer Koheles. The Av Sefer Mishlei Bigzilin Zoshoi Dvarak Sosa Drezeh. Says the Gemara, Mishlei as well. Also, another Sefer of Shlomo HaMelech. They also wanted to put in Sheamus because they had inner contradictions. Why didn't they? Amrit, they said to themselves, Sefer Koheles, Lav Ayinan Vashkechidan Taima, didn't Koheles. We also had problems with, but we analyzed and we found the answers. So let's be Ma'ayin and let's find the answers. Well, my Dvarak Sosa Drezeh, what were the potential problems? It says, Altan Ksil Ki Valto, don't answer the fool according to his foolishness. V'ksiv Anik Ksil Ki Valto, answer the fool according to his foolishness. So should you not, when somebody asks you a klutz kasha, and they're just being, not a klutz kasha, but just a foolish kasha, and they're doing it lahachis, do you answer him or not? So lo kasha, it depends. Habit divrei Torah, habit milo de alma. If it's in Torah, and therefore Torah, they might think in a warped way, there might be a bizayin of Torah, then you got to answer him. But if it's just milo de alma, they're saying you narishkeit, then ignore them. Kiha, just like, Kehudas lakami de Rebbe, somebody came in front of Rebbe, Amalei ishtecha ishti ubanecha bana. You know, your wife is my wife, your kids are my kids. In other words, your wife lived with me. So Amar Lei, Ritzon Chashisha Koshal Yain, Rebbe says, can I give you a drink? Shasa Upaka. Rebbe gives him a drink, and the guy blew up. Right? That was, Hashem took care of him. Right? Rebbe didn't answer him, because this is Mili Da'alma. Hu Das Lakami de Rebbe. So Rebbe, Hu Das Lakami de Rebbe Chia. Same thing. Amar Lei, Imcha Ishtiv, Ata Bonai. Your mother is my wife. Right? Vata Bini. Ata Amar Lei, Ritzon Chashisha Koshal Yain, Shasa Upaka. Again, he took a drink, and Hashem took care of him. Amar Rebbe Chia, Ahani Lei Tzlosi L'Rebbe, to the Lushavi Bini Mamzeri. Rebbe Chia says, Rebbe Sfila saved me that my children should be mamzerim. The Rebbe Kavi Matzli Amma, because Rebbe used to say, Yerusim Avadach Hashem Elokeinu Shetasileinu Hayom, and this is said after davening by some in the morning, save me every day me'azi panim u'me'az panim, from those brazenness of face. So that was Rebbe's tefillah, and Rebbe Chia used to say it, so Rebbe's tefillah saved me, because look what happened, I was saved, these people were being motzi laz on me, and Hashem took care of them, so I didn't have anything to worry about. But so those are examples where if it's by mili to alma, you just ignore them. You don't answer them. That's where you don't answer the fool according to his foolishness. But b'divrei Torah, Mahi, what about divrei Torah? Where are examples where you do answer him b'divrei Torah? Kihadi Yasser Rebbe Gamliel b'kadarish. Rebbe Gamliel was darshening b'kadarish. Asida isha shetele b'chol yom. In the future, women are going to give birth every single day. Shenamar harav yoledes yachtov. All together. So look like lavos a Talmud. Omar, ain't go chodesh achla shemesh. So a Talmud in front of him said, that's impossible. Every day they're going to have a baby? So Omar le. So Rabbi Gamliel doesn't just ignore him. It's Dibrei Torah. It's Pshat of the Pazik. So he says, let me show you. Babar echa dugmas in Olam Hazeh. Let me show you an example of this in Olam Hazeh. Nafik achri le tarnagoles. Takes him out to show him a chicken. Oh, chicken lays eggs every day? So too, you'll see in the future, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will create it that a woman will be able to have a baby every day. Vesu Yasiv Rabbi Gamliel v'kadarish. Also Rabbi Gamliel darshin. Asidim yilonash v'sim peiris b'chol yom. A trees will give fruit every single day. Shemar v'nasa anafa asa pri. Ma'anaf b'chol yom apri b'chol yom. Just like there are leaves every day, so too fruit. Again, Ligalava Uso Talmud. I don't know if it was the same one. It sounds like it. That Talmud also said, Amar Voksiv Inko Khadashakala Shemesh. Right? It says there's nothing new under the sun. It says in Kohelas. So how could there be a fruit that gives fruit, a tree that gives fruit every day? Armalay Bover Echadukmasabalamazah. Again, Rabbi Gamliel says, let me show you. Navga Akhli Tslaf. He took him out to the Tslaf, which we had a whole a blot of Gemara in Brachos, Taflamid Vav, I think, where he talks about Tslaf, which is the a type of bush which has fruit and leaves and bark, all these different things that people eat at different seasons. Different parts of the tree. So too, you'll see that there's going to be a tree that will have fruit every day. Third Rasha, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shatotzi Glus Kos V'Klei Milas. Eretz Yisrael, the land will produce cookies and clothing. It'll be growing on the trees. Shenemar Yipasas Pisas Barba Aretz. So again, Ligalavoso Talmud, Amar Inko Chodeshach LaShemesh. That's impossible. You're going to have a suit on a tree. You're going to have a suit tree. You're going to have a cookie tree. So Amalei, Bavrecha Dukmasim Olamazer. Gamliel again says, "Let me show you." Nafak Achvile Kemenu Pitrios. He took and showed him mushrooms. And Rashi explains, mushrooms are large. It looks like on the top of a mushroom, which comes out every day. You can have a mushroom that grows every day. It's unbelievable. They grow very fast. So you got a mushroom every day, and it kind of is large. It looks like a cookie. And he showed him Vaklei Milas regarding clothing. Gavra Bar Krai. He showed him a type of tree which has this outer layer which kind of looks like clothing. The Hakosev in Yaakov says obviously we believe that this is not built in the future. And now we believe he believes that in the future there's not going to be clothing growing on trees. There's not going to be cookies. But the message is that we're not going to have a parnasa because everything is going to be so plentiful. So that it's going to be as if we could go to the tree and get a suit. We're going to do this and do that. That's what it's going to be. There's going to be so much. Everything's we're going to be osei batorah and do what we want. We're not going to have the tirdas and the asakim of parnasa. That's what really the pasuk means. But he was just showing him. Rabbi Gamliel was just showing him how to darshan these psukim al pi pshuto. Okay, Benjamin. Tomorrow we have Shabbos Laman Aleph. Right, the six questions and. Be Megayer me while I'm sitting on one foot. All of that, Beth Hashem, is tomorrow. Today, she was the Zeichan Ishmas. Devasi Mado Mordechai. Nice.